Blog Talk Radio.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have sworn, and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Yahweh, according unto thy word. Except I beseech thee the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Yahweh, and teach me thy judgments. My soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I erred not from thy precepts. Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform thy statutes always, even unto the end. Shalom, 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 hallelujah, all praise, all honor, all glory be unto the Most High Yah forever and forever, from the words of Psalm 119, section Nun. Psalm 119, section Nun. Hallelujah. I am Yeremiah ben Yisrael, and you are in the Knowledge Suite every M-Day, every W-Day on Blog Talk Radio. My brothers and sisters, we have some information on top of information for you all. And yes, we are going to go. Hallelujah. Starting tonight. But we're going to just kind of put some things in there to set it off. We're going to show you what's really behind all these police killings and things, some of the behind-the-scenes things you don't know about. I have a brother that's going to break down the Christian Black Codes and the King Alfred Plan. Hallelujah. We may get into the first part of tonight. We may not. But see, what I need to do just to set it up, we're going to bring something else into play here. We're going to let this white woman, hallelujah, and her name is Lisa Haven. That's Lisa Haven. She is a journalist. She works for an extremely large media, Many Evil Demons in Action Network, yes. But she's going to bring some things into the mix, and she's going to come in with her own philosophy and her own reasonings on what's transpiring and what's really behind the major player, one of the major players in causing the agitations and funding all of the civil unrest that's going on, not only in this country, but other countries all across the country. She has some interesting things to say. I'm not saying dismiss everything she's bringing into the mix, because she is a heathen, and they do know what they and their ancestors have done, even the things that have been set up. But my brother, hallelujah, is going to really take us through these Christian Black Codes. Now, Christian Black Codes and the King Alfred Plan. And we have many that's going to include what? Dr. Ray Hagen. We have many that's going to vibe in on the King Alfred Plan, also known in this modern day as Rex 84. So when you hear someone refer to a thing called Rex 84, they are also referring to what has been known as the King Alfred Plan. It was a plan that was put into action by what? By a former FBI dead devil agent named Herbert Hoover, who hated us with the most hatred and as equal hatred as any other heathen has ever hated us. And they all hate us, so we might as well get with it. So we're going to move quickly into what we're going to get into, because you really need to listen very, very carefully and closely at what this white woman is going to put out here. Like I say, you know me, I always tell you, even when they're dealing with whites, blacks, or whatever color, when the information is being what? Disseminated, when it's being made known, when it's publicized, when it's, you know, that is made to be known public. Kind of like what? Turn your ears and your receptive sensors up and turn your filters on. Take in the good, filter out the bad, keep the good, and throw the trash in the trash can. Without further ado, let's see what Lisa Haven has to say that's behind all these police killings and all these riotings, and who are the forces behind the scene that's agitating, aggravating, and stirring these things up. But just rest assured, my beloved brothers and sisters, as we put this information out here, I'm saying unto the children of Israel, unto the house of Israel, don't worry, don't worry. Yah is going to put an end to it, because why? The triumphing of the wicked, the triumphing of the wicked is but for a short time. I am Yeremiah in Israel, and you are in the Knowledge Suite every M day, every W day, with the exception of some F days, on Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Lisa Haven here, and a lot has been conspiring or going on these past couple of days in the little town of Charlotte, North Carolina, where protesters and members of the Black Lives Matter movement have gathered together in order to stand against, at least this is their claim, to stand against the corruption of police brutality against Black people. However, in this particular case, it was a Black cop who shot a Black person. Nonetheless, here we have Black Lives Matter and other protesters up on the streets in North Carolina there. Now, obviously, this is not the first time that this organization and protesters have taken to the streets. We know what happened in Ferguson, where rioting and looting and everything happened, in Baltimore. And now we have here in North Carolina, where it's not just a peaceful gathering, but quite frankly, there's rioting, there's looting, there's burning. There's even a person who has died as a result, reportedly shot by another protester in the area. We have pepper spray being sprayed at the people there. Curfews being enacted, a state of emergency in addition to all of this, as well as just violence and criminal acts happening in this, quote, peaceful or not so peaceful protest. Now, needless to say, who is behind all of this? I think we need to ask ourselves that question. But let me start with this first, and please don't shoot the messenger. I'm just stating the facts. Here's the thing. We didn't see this many riots and uprisings in America until Obama took office. That's a fact. Why? Well, Obama has done a lot to incite racial tension through his speeches and other ways. We know this. I've played video of him doing this in the past, and sometimes even acting like it's just this current deal that happens with him. But nonetheless, we see an uptick in all of this. And here's the thing, I ask you not to shoot the messenger on again. But I did a report a couple months ago where I specifically went through statistics. Now, I'm going to leave a link below so you guys can check that out. But let's see if there is an actual case to be made that there is cops shooting Black people and they're overly shooting minorities. Here's the fact. Please don't shoot the messenger. Again, it's just statistics. There are more Blacks that are shot by whites when you take into consideration the minority level. Obviously, whites make up a bigger majority here in America. Blacks make up a minority here in America. With that said, there are more Blacks shot than whites. That's a statistical fact. Now, let's also consider some other statistics. I delved into this a little further and said, well, how many of those shootings actually happen from a white cop to a Black person? Well, it was significantly decreased. And more on your, or basically on your below average level when you take that into consideration. But the majority of the shootings were Black and Hispanic cops shooting Black people. Don't shoot the messenger. That's a statistical fact. I will leave the links below on that. And let me just say this. My son is not white. There is no racism here. And if you're playing that card, then you're just falling into the hands of the leftists. Okay? Now, moving on. There really isn't a debate to say one is persecuted over the other. I think we've lived in our culture long enough. While some racism absolutely does exist. It's going to exist no matter what generation you're in. There's blacks who hate whites. There's whites who hate blacks. Hispanic who hates black. Hispanic who hates whites. Whites who hate Hispanic, and yada, 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 yada. And the list goes on. It's going to be there forever. We have hideous organizations like the Ku Klux Klan and other organizations that have risen over the years. Black Panthers. There's all kinds of things. We must not play into that hand. We must not play into that game. And when people go out to protest these things, at least, you know, if you're going to protest something, make sure you have avid ground for it. That's all I'm saying. I love everyone out there. And again, my son, he ain't white. Okay, let me just put it that way. And I love him. He is my heart and soul. We adopted him. He's actually Turkish Roma mix, but he is a huge blessing to me. So the race card isn't a card that should even be played. But here's the kicker. The left really wants that card to play. That's what's happening right now over these past couple of days in North Carolina, where ludicrous stuff is happening. Police officers are putting their lives on the line. People are putting their lives on the line. If you're going to do that, just make sure it's for the right cause. Now, if there is injustice between a police officer and a person, then go after that police officer. Absolutely. Take them to court. There are right ways and, again, wrong ways to do stuff. Now, with all that in mind, here's another bit of tidbit about North Carolina. You're going to want to know. A spokesperson there, Todd Walter, he was a spokesman for Charlotte Mecklenburg Fraternal Order of the Police. This is what he had to say about the majority of people who were at this particular protest. And I'm quoting here. This is not Charlotte that's out there, meaning Charlotte, people who live in Charlotte. These are outside entities that are coming in and causing these problems. They are not protesters. These are not protesters. These are criminals. We've got the instigators that are coming in from the outside. They were coming in on buses from out of state, on buses from out of state. Big point there. If you go back and look at some of the arrests that were made just the other night, I can say probably 70% of them had out-of-state IDs. They're not from Charlotte, but nonetheless, these people are carrying out-of-state IDs in their back pockets. They're being busted. Who's doing the busting? Maybe open society organizations that are funded by George Soros, who is avidly knowing for inciting racial tension and division in countries in order to bring it down, in order to make the country, quote, collapse in on itself, in order to bring in and usher in these regimes, this new world order to incite the tension so they can put more laws on the American citizen. It's not, this is exactly what happened in Europe. George Soros and the DC leaks, and I've done videos on this before, have leaked numerous amounts of information about his organization, the Open Society there, and they have released how he purposefully funds organization that starts global tension, that starts tensions in countries. And he's given, what, 500 some odd million right now to Black Lives Matter? So you can bet that some of that busting was likely from George Soros' own pocket and pulling these people in from all different places. Now, that said, I can't help but wonder also, we know Hillary Clinton is on the brink here. They need to pull some stuff out of the rabbit path to get her up and more likable by the public, because she's losing likeliness, so to speak, or her likableness in the public by the day, and I say hell yeah to that. But nonetheless, maybe this is something to push up Hillary Clinton, so to speak, because she is very anti-gun. And after all, guns were involved, and after this event, it could be likely that, hey, they want to push more laws against guns. We know Obama's doing that or attempting to do that if Congress ratifies what he wants. He'll get his way before he leaves office. Big no-no. Hopefully that does not happen. And the other thing that Hillary often talks about is how there's no equality. There's this and that and blah, blah, blah. And they continually fulfill this false narrative. Yes, it existed in history. Yes, it's going to exist on a level in the future. There are some people you can't change the way they say or think. That's something that will always exist and always has existed. It's not going to magically disappear overnight, but nonetheless, it's not on the level that they're claiming it to be. It's not up to that. So where you have to tell a business owner, you have to hire so many blacks, whites, Hispanic, Mexican, minority, that's wrong. Because what happens then, if there isn't that particular minority coming up, well, you'll hire one person over another, not based off the ability for them to do their work, but based off their color. That's racism in and of itself. And these are the kinds of things that the leftists want to push on the American people, want to push on business owners. So who in effect gets persecuted? Well, I'll leave that for you to decide. But nonetheless, you cannot run anything that way. And the level that they're portraying things to be, it's not even near that level. And there's people who have existed for thousands of years where you're always going to have that tension. But here's the thing. Let's keep our eyes focused on the true enemy here, not on race against race, black against white, Hispanic against blacks, or whatever. That's just crazy. That's craziness. Let's focus on the real problem, the real culprit, the left. Hillary Clinton, Obama, George Soros, those who are pushing a false narrative in order to initiate and activate their plan of a new world order, in order to take away the guns from the everyday person, like Mao did, like Hitler did, like Stalin did, like North Korea-style junk, to be honest. Let's keep our eyes on the true victims here. That is the American people. No matter what color you are, you're the one that needs, we need to wake up and keep our eye on the globalist. Anyhow.
Okay, Lisa Haven put forth a lot of stuff there, a lot of information. But, again, you have to go through this. If you didn't catch it all, go back through it, okay? And she even has this piece out on YouTube. It's called Lisa Haven Reports, okay? Now, go back through that and listen to it very carefully because she does have some very false and mis or what they call disinformation included in her so-called putting it out there. True, George Soros is known to fund civil unrest all over the planet. This heathen is so wicked that he not only backs Hillary Clinton, he also backs Donald Trump. Oh, yeah. Yeah, see, because all of these globalists, all these so-called elitists, all sleep in the same bed. You can't just blame it all on Obama. He is a part of the mix, too. Yes, President Obama does have a big part in this because he's the president of the United Snakes. But what? The illegal snakes, the wicked snakes, okay? Yes, he's part of the United Snakes of America and their governmental system, which is wicked, in and out. Out and in, throughout and through in and throughout, it is just totally wicked. My beloved brothers, my sisters. So, she also said something that was very inaccurate and is a big lie that they've been telling ever since this country has been in operation. There was really no country. This is just a thing. This is a huge experiment. Now, we are not the minorities, never have been and never will be. Look at that word minority. I'm setting this up because when this brother come in and break down this Christian Black Codes and the King Africa Plan, this is going to be very deep. That's why I'm telling you to hold on to your seats. We're not going to play it and start it on this segment. Maybe this F day. I don't know if I'll have. No, I'll tell you what. I'll start it up this coming M day. So tune in. Make sure you tune in because we're going to get the black, unless something else happens now, we're going to get this black Christian, the black codes, Christian black codes, rather, the Christian black codes and the King Africa plan. We're going to get this going because there are some things about these Christian black codes that you need to know about because these things have been operating right up under our nose without us even knowing it because they were set in place before we even arrived here. They knew who they were going to get, who they were going to fetch, hallelujah, and bring here to build this country for them, to make it do what it do, and make it do what they do, hallelujah. They had it all drawn out, already had the laws, already had the little wicked stuff behind the scene that you and I never knew about. But see, we're living now in the days when what? When things are coming out into the open, the secret things are now being revealed by the Most High Yah. There are no secrets with Yah. Yah knows everything. He knew it before the wicked even put it into play, before they instituted it, before they what? So-called putting it, legalizing it and activating it and getting it going? No. The Most High Yah know all about that. And he defies the wicked all the time. We are not no minorities, okay? We have always outnumbered them and still do to this day. They just have you to think that you are what is called a minority. But when you look into what the real definition of a minority is, yes, it is encoded into the Christian black codes. Yeah, we're going to bring this out. This is something you all need to know. Yes, my beloved brothers and sisters, this is how we do it here in the Knowledge Suite. Despite all of this, see, I'm just bringing it to you to let you know, to make you aware of it, not for you to fear at all. Why? Because y'all got them. He got their number, man. He have their number. Hallelujah. Yeah, hallelujah. See, Yah made them. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 4. Yahweh has made all things for himself. Yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. He's going to destroy them. All of their plans are going to be foiled. And the wicked doesn't come in any particular color. Because why? You have some people that are our hue and our color that sleep in bed with them and that are down with them and their wickedness and their wicked ways. And yes, anyone that the Most High calls wicked or terms as wicked or deems as being wicked and found wicked, he is going to deal with all, not some, all of the wicked. Hallelujah. So let George Soros keep funding all of these unrests and these, violent upheavals. For what? For the sake of the new world order, because this is what they are setting it up for. And they are also setting it up to what? To bring King Alfred Rex 84 here to activate. It's already been activated on the shores of, quote, North America, in every country, every state in the Union. Yes, yes, my beloved brothers and sisters, these are some trying times. The wicked watches the just and seeketh to slay them. Hallelujah, my beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nations. America is wicked. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 34. Righteousness exalteth a nation. Exalted now. Makes a nation high. Makes it splendid. Makes it righteous. Righteousness exalteth a nation. But sin is a reproach to any people. Hallelujah. Verse 32, skip up a little bit. The wicked is driven away in his wickedness, but the righteous hath hope even in his death. If you die righteous, there's hope in your death, my beloved brothers and sisters. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 26. The thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to Yahweh, but the words of the pure are pleasant words. Hallelujah. Verse 27, he that is greedy of gain, which the white race and the Negroes, hallelujah, that sleep in bed with them, he that is greedy of gain troubleth his own house, but he that hateth gifts shall live. Verse 28, the heart of the righteous studieth the answer. They don't study to show themselves approved. Yes, 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 you can hear all of this. And when I started in going in, and I'm still on this now, court is just in recess right now because we still have the New Testament, and it's, hallelujah, pagan deity, J-S-U-S, on trial. And we have already busted them. But see, this trial is going to be going on and on and on because this is years of lies, years of deception that must and have been. We've already started it. It's going to continue to be burst and busted wide open because the Most High Yah is going to do away with this pagan deity and this pagan idol. He's going to take that name out of the mouth of the people, of our people, of the children of Israel that he is going to save. Yes, yes, that name will not even be mentioned. All the names of any of the pagan deities and the pagan religions that our people are caught all up in, those who he is going to rescue. Notice now, some of us can't be critical of these people because we were once Christians. Come on. Y'all woke us up, pulled us out of that mess. He will do the same for others. So don't think that just because you know a little something, something, just a little something, something now that you got it going on. Don't get big-headed, my beloved brothers and sisters. Be thankful, though. Be forever grateful. Be forever thankful. The two words are synonymous. They mean the same thing. When someone tells you they're grateful, that means they're thankful. It means the same thing. So let's not home in on little mundane issues that really don't mean nothing. That's little stuff, okay? Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 8, the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to Yahweh, but the prayer of the upright is his. Hallelujah. His delight, the way, verse 9, the way of the wicked is an abomination unto Yahweh, but he loveth him that followeth with after righteousness. He loveth him that followeth after righteousness. Hallelujah, my beloved brothers and sisters. That's why I'm bringing it to you, to let you know not to worry. Y'all got it all in, he has it all in check. Yes, Yah is going to do away with these wicked doers. Soon and very soon, the wicked will not be. Hallelujah. Soon we, the nation of Israel, shall be done with the troubles of the world. We're going home to live with Yah. No, this is not a song of dying, like many of us have been taught by the religious leaders. No, our ancestors knew that even though it seemed like a long time coming, but a change is going to come, yes, and a change that will be in place forever. How long? How long, Queen Naya, is forever? Hallelujah. How long, my brothers and sisters? How long is forever? I want to give a shout out to Sister Asia. Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom. We welcome you into the Knowledge Suite. Hallelujah. A sister I just recently met who currently abides with another good sister friend of mine, Sister Yehudi Bat Yisrael of Jacksonville, Florida. Hallelujah. Formerly of Tallahassee. Yes. Originally from Chicago. So just bringing all these people into the mix that I know all around the country. Hallelujah. And some of them around the planet. Yes. Hallelujah. We welcome all of you new listeners in. And we just say stay focused. Hallelujah. May Yah bless you and yours as your listening ears are here in the Knowledge Suite. We'll be talking to some of these people too. I'm going to be talking to Sister Asia. Hallelujah. Asia, we are going to be talking to you very, very soon. Hallelujah. We're going to bring her in and let her break forth and give us some enlightenment and just tell us how she feels about being a Hebrew Israelite woman and being born into the nation of Israel. Proverbs chapter 13. Man, good stuff over here, all over the whole book. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 21. Evil pursueth sinners, but to the righteous good shall be repaid. You see, they got these many, many traps laid for us. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 7. The wicked are overthrown and are not, but the house of the righteous shall stand. Hallelujah. Skip up to verse 6. Proverbs 12:6, the words of the wicked are to lie in wait for blood. They're bloodthirsty murderers. But the mouth of the upright shall deliver them. Hallelujah. So you expect this out of the wicked because all they do is lie, 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 lie. They will be lie, 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 lying until Yah do away with them totally once and for all. So Lisa Haven, you haven't done no damage. Hallelujah. Even with what? Trying to mix in truth with, hallelujah, untruth. Doesn't fool all of us. We extract We extract the fact that we know, hallelujah, of this wickedness that's, hallelujah, set forth and planned for my people and I. But you and the other wicked will not, hallelujah, you will not prosper in all of your ways because Yah is going to deal with all of them, my beloved brothers and sisters. Don't fret. Fret not thyself. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, for they soon will be cut off like the grass. Psalm 109, verse 29. Let mine adversaries be clothed with shame, and let them cover themselves with their own confusion, as with a mantle. I will greatly praise Yahweh with my mouth. Yea, I will praise him among the multitude, for he shall stand at the right hand of the poor to save him from those that condemn his soul. Yes, my beloved brothers and sisters, and people of the nations. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, my beloved brothers, my sisters. Keep your heads up high. Keep your faith, hallelujah, in the Most High Yah. He and he alone. Because Yah is the Most High, and beside him there is none. Join us again next week, my beloved brothers, my beloved sisters, for another episode in the Knowledge Suite. We pray that Yah bless you, yours, and you. Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom, shalom.